This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1185, Live Free or Die on the 4th of July. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Happy 4th. Today, get a glimpse into the way that Lindsay and Jessica celebrate the 4th of July and what independence means in American culture. Hey, Jessica, happy 4th. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th of July, Lindsay. How are you celebrating our country's birthday today?
Oh my gosh. Actually, I was thinking of going to Nantucket because I've never been to Nantucket, and it's such a famous place here in the Boston area. You know, it's where there used to be a lot of whaling done, and it's very historical. Right. So I may take a little trip to Nantucket. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah. How about you?
So you're not going to see any fireworks?
Oh, maybe I'll see them from there. I don't know.
Oh, probably.
Fireworks are everywhere on the 4th of July, aren't they?
Oh, gosh, everywhere. Are fireworks legal in Massachusetts?
No, but you can't buy them, but you can always go up to my home state, New Hampshire, if you want to buy something that's illegal in Massachusetts.
That's so funny. Oh, right. Because isn't the motto of New Hampshire, live free or die?
Oh, that is perfect. We could do a whole episode on that state motto. It is fascinating, the politics between New Hampshire and Massachusetts and just how different those two states are in their political orientation. Yeah.
I think this is something that a lot of people probably don't realize when they're, you know, outside of America, is like the politics and the people and even the culture varies so much just state to state.
It's so true.
Right?
Yeah.
Like the state that I grew up, Nevada, is completely unique. It's so weird. There's no other state like my state because of like legal gambling and stuff like that, right?
Is gambling legal in the entire state of Nevada? Nevada.
It's okay. Everyone says Nevada, but they're wrong. It's Nevada. It's legal. You walk into a 7-Eleven and you could gamble. Like, it's literally everywhere. It's insane.
Yeah. So in the U.S., things are really often on the state level. And that tends to sometimes that'll change based on the current administration, whether, you know, we have a Democratic administration or a Republican administration. But yeah, I think the country was set up on that idea of the states having jurisdiction, right? Making their own laws based on what's real for the people in that state. I actually like that idea.
Yes. You know why you like that? Because you're an independent American. And I think, like, even if you look at, I mean, obviously our country is very much divided right now, right? A lot of people really don't like each other right now. But something that does have the possibility of bringing us together is a day like the 4th of July. Because I think no matter which side you're on, you value the independence, right? You can use that idea to support different beliefs, but at the core, we are all proud to be Americans, right? We're proud to be from this country that does place high value on independence. Yeah. So that's why the 4th of July is also called Independence Day, right?
Yeah, I think it's definitely the moments like the 4th of July fireworks or during the national anthem during a baseball game where I feel the most pride, for sure. It's when we participate in a shared kind of norm, like the national anthem, singing the song or putting our hand on our heart, where I feel that pride. And then on a daily basis, I get wrapped up in the drama of the Trump administration and what's happening. But I think the 4th of July, that's what it's for, is to sit back, enjoy the day with friends, and kind of value what we have of this independence. Definitely.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. I mean, the 4th of July, you know, like growing up, if I try to think about how I used to celebrate the 4th of July or what I even understood about it, it wasn't based on politics. The 4th of July as a kid is just about going outside. It's summer. It's hot, right? Everybody's in flip-flops and tank tops and shorts. And we have picnics. We have bars. barbecues. It's such a day of letting go. Like, it really is like a day of freedom for kids, because it's like you could run around outside with your friends in a park or in some sort of public place. We used to go to the park. There's like, I grew up in a really small town. So it was like this one park in the middle of town. Everybody shows up and has their picnic blankets and food, and the adults are drinking, obviously. And there's this huge, enormous fireworks display. And it was such a magical time of the year, because it's the only time when you're seeing huge fireworks displays like that. And it was just like an exciting, relaxed, like summer vibe for me growing up.
It's so true. It just, when I, you know, I think of 4th of July, I can almost smell like burgers cooking on the grill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can smell it. I can smell like suntan lotion at the beach. It's these images that come up. We used to go to see the 4th of July fireworks at my high school would put them on, right? So the high school baseball field, which was the biggest space in the town. I also grew up in kind of a small town. And so the whole town would come out, and you do feel that, yeah, it's a fun day, especially for kids, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. It's different as an adult, right? Yeah. I mean, like, do you celebrate the 4th of July every single year as an adult?
Not always. If I have something else going on, or if I'm out of the country, you know what I mean? Last year we were on a road trip actually in the South, and I think we went to a baseball game, like a local baseball game, which was such a cool way to celebrate the 4th of July in the South.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was very cool.
You know, like, I think in my years between like being an adult but not being a parent, maybe like sometimes it was like a reason to party, maybe if you're in the States, because if you're in your 20s, the 4th of July, I'll be honest with you guys, there's a lot of barbecuing and a lot of beer.
A lot of drinking.
Right? Lots of beer on the 4th of July. But then, you know, I didn't really like celebrate it too much. I was out of the country, right? Like you.
Yeah, sure.
But as a parent, it's really important for James to celebrate the 4th of July. And, you know, to be honest, I'm not clear what the fireworks laws are here. I'm pretty sure they're illegal, but maybe not, because like you could go to the Safeway down the street, and in the parking lot, there's a tent set up every year that is selling different fireworks. So James and I always buy all these different fireworks. And then like the week leading up to the 4th of July, when the sun finally goes down, we'll go to whatever parking lot and like just set off fireworks. And they're not like crazy, like in the air fireworks, you know, they're, I can't remember the names now. They always have such funny names.
Like sparklers or something, like, poppers or I don't know the words, but yeah, it's true. That's so common. That is so common. I mean, it also makes me think a little bit of the history, right? Because that's really where it came from.
Course.
The historical, you know, I was in Philly a few weeks ago, and I did an Instagram story. Guys, if you are not following us yet on Instagram, you should be, because we're doing fun stuff in our lives and we're documenting it for you, making you videos and teaching you guys words. And we want you to participate. Come on over and comment. But I made a story. I went to Philly and I did do a bit of a historical tour. I visited Independence Hall, and just the history that is just seeping from that city is unbelievable, right? So we know that the Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776 on July 4th. So that's why it's considered America's birthday, right? If you want to know more about the IELTS exam and how to prepare, then go over and search for the IELTS Energy Podcast. Jessica Beck, my co-host, was a IELTS examiner for 14 years. So the only place to get the inside perspective on the exam is the IELTS Energy Podcast. So go over and hit subscribe. See you guys over there.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen, and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I would imagine that being in Philadelphia would have a similar ambiance, a similar vibe to being in Washington, D.C. Because, like, I've never been to Philadelphia, but I remember visiting Washington, D.C. when I was in eighth grade. It's like so many schools around the country. It's this eighth grade trip.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everybody does it. So we were in Washington, D.C., and I just was struck by this overwhelming feeling of importance, right? And not in like a heavy, boring way, how we would think about history or politics, but in like this momentous way. Yeah. Like I could tell I was in a place that was unique, that actually mattered in the history of our country.
Yeah.
And I would imagine a lot of places in Philly, right? Not Philadelphia, Philly. In Philly sort of feel that way.
Yeah. I mean, I think the difference for me between Philly and DC is that when I visit DC, I get a sense of like, how huge everything is. It feels much more sensational because the Lincoln Memorial is massive, right? A massive statue of Abraham Lincoln. It's absolutely gigantic. It's much more grand, but Philly, just because a lot of the original meetings of the colonies happened in Philly, the buildings are physically a lot smaller, right?
Sure.
So it feels even older than Washington, D.C. So you really feel like you're there in the history. So guys, if you get a chance to come to the East Coast, do both. Do Washington, D.C., do Philly, and make sure you get a Philly cheesesteak if you're in Philly.
Yes, because you can't skip the local food.
Yeah.
That is like one of the most important things about traveling. I don't think Washington, D.C. has any local
food.
Not
really.
Though. It's just about politics.
Yeah, and that's what they say too. Like we were thinking of potentially relocating to a place like D.C. and we heard that everyone in D.C. is just in politics. That's what everyone does. And it's not really for us. So not doing that.
No, thank you. No. But notice that Lindsay just talked about relocating, guys, because I think you're going to hear about that pretty soon.
There will be some announcements made soon. But of course, you guys will get to have a glimpse of my life coming up soon. But keep listening to the show because you will definitely hear about some changes coming soon. More sun coming to my life soon.
More sun. Yes. And open spaces.
Yes. Right?
So yeah, just getting back real fast, this idea of independence, guys. I mean, this Lindsay and I have had conversations on the show about this, about how this like innate American ideal, I feel like we are born and bred with this yearning to be independent, and how sometimes that could go wrong, but nothing's perfect. And I do feel like this is one of the most defining characteristics for me as an American. Like I'd say, like, this is how you know I'm American, because of this like total sort of pioneering spirit, right? Like I can do this on my own. I could blaze a trail. I could create new things. And like, that's very positive.
Oh, for sure. It makes me think of different songs, different poems, different phrases. We've mentioned this on the show before, but this idea of what we say to our kids, you did it all by yourself. When the kid ties his shoes for the first time, a lot of parents will say that, and it's so cultural.
Totally.
It just comes out of us innately, right? It's just there. It's just in our mentality, whereas that may not be said to a kid in another culture. I think that's so fascinating.
I wonder, guys, listeners, I would absolutely love to hear your thoughts on this because, you know, we're probably not born this way. We are nurtured this way by our parents in this culture. And I just wonder, like, as if you are a parent as well, guys, do you foster this sense of independence in very young children? Like I've heard in Japan, they do. I read a story about how on the playgrounds in Japan, parents really like take a step back and they just let the kids just do what they want, which is great. Good. And we're not always like that in the States, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, parents are very hands-on.
What is that phrase? Helicopter parenting?
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
And speaking, you know, personally, I really have to force myself to be hands-off because it's not because I'm worried and anxious. It's just because I want to play also. Like, it really is terrible. Like, I want to be on the playground. I want to play soccer. I want to play dodgeball. And so I really have to force myself to be like, this is James' time. Jessica, you had your time as a child. Step away.
You can't get it back. You can't get it back. Sorry. That's so funny. Well, this has been such a good topic today, guys. You get a little bit of a glimpse into how we think about the 4th of July. But we'd like to hear from you guys. You know, come back to our blog. Come back to allearsenglish.com/episode. Tell us about a national holiday in your culture and how you celebrate it, whether you have your own Independence Day or whether it's something else very close to your heart. Let us know. Yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
I would love to read those comments, you guys. And also tell me about the parenting. I'm always curious parenting about, you know, like cultural parenting.
Yeah, for sure. So guys, yeah, you can go ahead and leave that comment on the blog. That's the best place to do it. But go ahead and also make sure you follow us on Instagram because we are posting questions like these all the time. I love it. I love it. All right. Very cool. Jessica, thanks for hanging out and happy 4th. Enjoy it.
Happy 4th to you, Lindsay.
Yeah, talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.